Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some changes in the school nutrition program that may affect us in the dairy industry. You know, for many years, flavored milks have been something that has been utilized in school lunch programs and more recently in the breakfast food programs that many schools participate in. One of the issues that has arisen is the fact that there are added sugars when we start talking about flavored milk. This is drawing the attention of the school lunch programs and may be addressed in future guidelines as we look at the 25-26 school year. So what are the alternatives? Are there ways that we can create flavored milks that have less sugars? You know, we have a lot of technology out there that we could utilize. And as we think about this, maybe it's time for us to get our heads together and figure out what we can do to create a flavored milk that would contain less sugar. I think it's probably possible. So one of the things we may have to push in the future is dairy producers so that we actually do have a market for the milk that we produce every day is to push our co-ops and other groups we fund through our checkoff dollars to consider how they can create a product that might fit into the guidelines that are being used in our school lunch programs. Therefore, for us as the dairy industry, our challenge may be, how can we create a product that actually fits the niche that we're trying to reach? This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.